Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. You may have heard about Sookyun Lee's indie movie Paying for It, starring Dan Byrne as graphic novelist Chester Brown and Emily Lee as Sunny, modeled on Sookyun herself as a TV VJ in the 1990s. It's about their relationship after they broke up, when Chester decides only to sleep with paid sex workers. I interviewed Sookyun and Dan way back in August on this show, and later ranked the movie on my Best of the Year list. So, good news, everybody. You can finally see Paying for It on the big screen starting this weekend. Check it out. It's very cool, very indie, and very local. But this week, I'm looking at two other new movies. A family drama set in Rio de Janeiro in the 70s during the military dictatorship. And a horror movie about a pro wrestler set in the sticks of northern Alberta in the 1980s. Dark Match, written and directed by Lowell Dean. It's 1988 and a team of pro wrestlers are getting ready for a big match in a small town somewhere north of Edmonton, Alberta. They're there under the direction of a sleazy promoter named Rusty Beans, played by Jonathan Cherry. The wrestlers have worked together for years and they know all the rules. The good guys win and the heels lose. This goes for men and women alike. And Nick, a.k.a. Misbehave, played by Ayesha Issa, doesn't like it. She's a damn good wrestler and wants some wins, along with a raise. But it's always Kate the Great, played by Sarah Canning, who gets the cheers while she gets the boos. The only ones she can complain to, though, are the enigmatic Enigma, played by Mo Jabari, who never speaks or takes off his Lucha Libre mask, even outside the ring, and Joe. She spends most of her off time with Mean Joe Lee, played by Stephen Ogg, a veteran wrestler and a heel like her. It's ambiguous whether they're a couple or just friends with benefits. Either way, they keep it on the down low. But back to the story, everything went wrong when she lost her temper in the ring, which left her facing a pay cut and maybe even losing her job altogether until, out of the blue, Rusty comes by with some good news for a change. They've all been hired for a gig in a village they never heard of, somewhere way up north. It pays really well, maybe even a cut of the door. It's for a dark match. That means a special wrestling show for their eyes only with no cameras present. So they all pile into Rusty's old rusty van and head into the sticks. When they get there, things seem a bit fishy. Joe thinks everyone here is either a redneck or a Jesus freak, led by a mysterious leader in a cowboy hut, played by Chris Jericho. But hey, a gig's a gig. Things get stranger the night before the big event. They stumble into some kind of weird orgy involving handcuffs, a hot tub, a threesome, a suckling pig, and some glowing green plonk. They wake up the next morning with aches and pains all over, but that's just the beginning. The match is not what they're used to. There are armed guards with AK-47 standing outside the locked door of the green room. And the wrestlers, well, they aren't coming back after their matches. What's going on and why? Misbehave and Mean Joe Lean and Enigma realize they gotta do something, but can they stand up to a crowd of bloodthirsty, satanic fans? Dark Match is a horror movie about a wrestling match gone wild at the headquarters of a bizarre religious cult in the Canadian prairies. It's bloody and gory and gross with a hint of the supernatural at work. The cast is composed of both professional actors and real pro wrestlers who, as we all know, do their own fair share of acting. It's loaded with 80s music, big hair, and grainy video footage with lurid red lighting. I was surprised how much I liked this sleazy, gritty B-movie, and I'm not even a wrestling fan. Of course, You have to be comfortable with extreme violence, blood, and death. It's that kind of horror, but it's also quite funny and goofy, too. That kind of horror. So, if you're jonesing for some Western Canadian gore, Dark Match is it. I'm Still Here, directed by Walter Salles. It's the early 1970s in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The Paivas are an upper-middle-class family who live so close to Leblon Beach by the sand and the mountains, they can walk there barefoot. Eunice, the mom, played by Fernanda Torres, loves to float in the waves. She finds it relaxing. And with five kids to take care of, she needs a bit of downtime. Rubens Paiva, played by Celton Mello, their dad, is an engineer and former congressman for the Labour Party. He loves whiskey, cigars, and playing foosball with the kids. The firm, his firm, is working on a huge project, an underground tunnel. But they still find time to get together with their close circle of friends and families, intellectuals, journalists, artists, and activists, all on the left. Then there are the five kids, four girls, Vroca, Eliana, Babio, Nana, and one boy, Marcello. They love beach volleyball, soccer, pop music, and a scruffy dog they find on the beach. Rubens names him Pimpao after Vroca's shaggy friend, or boyfriend. Anyway, a dark cloud hangs over the otherwise idyllic lives. Brazil is ruled by a right-wing military dictatorship, and they're using a series of kidnappings of European diplomats to question and harass anyone vaguely associated with the left. Vera is sent off to London for her own safety. Then one day, five sketchy men invade their home, draw the curtains, and without a warrant, drive Rubens away to some unknown location. When Eunice tries to free him, the government denies they ever took him. It's up to Eunice to take care of the kids, even as she tries to find Rubens. Has he been disappeared? I'm Still Here is the incredibly moving true story of a Brazilian family based on the best-selling memoirs of the son, Marcello. While it covers the secret arrest of Rubens Paiva by the military dictatorship, it's also about the repercussions it had on the lives of Eunice, the entire family, their friends, and basically the country of Brazil as a whole. And that's where it hits you. The intimate details of a remarkable family's everyday lives, the Super 8 movies they record, the records they listen to. I thought it was going to be an historic retelling of an important event, but it's actually about everything good and bad that the family goes through. Now, I'm not Brazilian. I don't live on a beach in Rio. But for some reason, I totally identified with his family. I felt a real connection here. Walter Salles directs an epic movie like this every decade or so. Movies like The Motorcycle Diaries and Central Station. Apparently, he himself had personal ties to the Paiva family as a young man. Fernanda Torres, a frequent actor in his movies, gives an amazingly nuanced performance as Eunice that had my ears tearing up. I'm Still Here has been nominated for three Oscars, Best Actress, Best Picture, Best Foreign Film, and rightly so. I can't say enough good things about this movie. Dark Match and I'm Still Here are both opening this weekend in Toronto. Check local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.